I wasn't able to be here. We were here for a few other days, but I've been on a couple of them, and they've been really moving for me. And just as we've had some people witness to you before, those things happened to me as well. I didn't, wasn't sure that I felt things. I did have a gift of tears. I had a cathartic experience, I guess. Quite a bit. And I'm an older guy, I guess, you know, and you wouldn't expect that to happen, but it's happened to me a number of times. And it constantly reassures that I'm in contact with God. God's listening. I'm listening to God. And so it may come to you at some time, but it'll come. As I was, we just had a recent tragedy in the morning. This is really sad. There was a young high school kid who was having trouble with his girlfriend and jumped off the bridge and killed himself. As you go through life, there's going to be all kinds of temptations that come to you. I think, because I walked across that bridge, I had those same kind of things, those same kind of feelings to me when I was in college. I was having trouble with tests. I was having trouble with girls and those types of things that go on. And I thought one time about jumping off that bridge. You're going to have those events in your life. I pray to God that the seed that's planted in you from your baptism and again your confirmation, that that will give you the support to get through those times. Because they're out there. You're out there and you just got to be ready. Just like we were talking about the temptations are there. After I lay in the spirit, you know, I did have a tendency to read the Bible. But who's got an iPhone? I've got the Catholic Bible. I've got Saints of the Day that I get an email from. I've got other scripture readings that I go to, as well as the daily mass readings that are in that iPhone all the time. And I look at them. I have my time in the morning, kind of like old guy time, you know. You know, you get up early in the morning, you know, and you're going through your routine, and I go through those things. And I try to think about God talking. Now, several years ago, I was praying, you know, financial hardships and that sort of stuff, and I'm sure the Lord was telling me that's going to win the lottery. So I'm praying, and I'm thinking, I said, I'm here. The Lord, maybe I'm going to win that lottery. I mean, and I was, you know, this. Do I think that perhaps that was a different voice that I was listening to? And that's that discernment that we talked about, you know, that someone, Emily just talked about a little bit ago, about listening to the voices in your head, because there's bad voices, there's bad voices in there, they don't like you. You seen those t-shirts that said that? I've got voices in my head, they don't like you. And so, you try to keep all that stuff in context, but when you have that time of quiet, when you're able to really sit and think, pray, read the scriptures, you know, you'll hear the Lord talking. It won't be a loud voice. You may not hear it, you know. You may think you are. It's your mind and your self-conscious that you're going through. And that's all part of it. You know, when I went through confirmation class a long time, we didn't do the confirmations we're having right here. You know, it was, we got a sponsor for you over here. Come get you signed up, right? Along those lines. And we went through the catechism, the Baltimore catechism, you know, and you went through that stuff, but it wasn't the kind of experience that you have an opportunity to experience today and for this weekend and coming up for the rest of your life. I think that my family and the prayers that I had allowed me to get through those kinds of trying times. My family, I picked up my family and moved us 10 times grew up in New Martinsville. I've been to Indiana, I've been to Tennessee, I've been to Illinois, I've been to Ohio, I've been back and forth. And each time, you leave a little bit behind something. You get torn so many different places. And was there resentment? There may have been, you know. But I know that Bob Carew and John Legeski, Irene, Tina Lee, okay, you know, Scott Harper, these fellas have had an influence on my life. As we moved in all these different places, you could sit back in the back of the church and nothing would want. You could say, I'm going to be just disassociated from everything else along with life, and I'm going to go through the routine of being a Catholic because I was born a Catholic, you know? And that can happen. And that happened to me. But it was through the outreach of being open to other people. John, Bob, Scott, Tina, Lynn, they all came into my life to try to guide me as I've matured. And a lot of this has happened in the last few years. And it can happen to you at any time. You know, it could be like a St. Paul moment. You're out there or on your way to someplace and you have a divine revelation. All of a sudden you're going to be the next, you know, dynamic speaker that's out there. And there are people like that that have. Or you can be the quiet person, but it just kind of builds at each time. When I shook each one of your hands today, I saw Jesus looking back to me. You need to do that with your friends as well. That's the example that you set. How many wants to be a leader? Okay? How do you lead? You got to show by example. There's people watching me now. My peers over here that are watching me. You're looking at me. And we try to lead by example. We try to do the right thing at the right time. You saw that commercial. You've seen those commercials where the one guy holds the door open for a lady. And then that lady, someone else watches that person. And then that person goes on and does another thing. Those are like random acts of kindness. Right? And that could be what you're calling is to start out, is those types. And when those random acts of kindness become so ingrained in you, then you're able to see other ways. You're able to branch out and do other things as well. How many of you have been officers? Okay. You know, that is a ministry that you wouldn't think that, well, yeah, well, not that you've been to a mass and you don't have all the service that and the priest is trying to get everything done along those lines. So that's a calling that you're having to the rest of the people in the group. So think of that as not just, well, I don't serve. No, it is a real privilege. And just the same thing with Mr. Harper and the guys that sing. That's a ministry, that's a calling for those people to be able to bring that gift and share that in the community with all of us. And I know that you guys have that. Whatever they do, you know. But they're there. And I wish you the best. You'll be tested. Some tests are pretty tough. It wasn't until my dad died. He said, get involved. Okay. 47 years old. My dad died. And those were the words that inspired me to hear that. To be involved. Don't wait for 47 years old. The Lynn's example, what Lynn's example, what she's the one. We have a couple of people in St. Luke's that are going of looking at it, going out and doing missionary work. You could do that. You don't know what the calling is, but open yourself to those ideas. How's that? You know, today, was this what I was going to do today? I had a plan. When Bob asked me, I said, well, I thought I was going to be with my son at the state track in Charleston. I thought he was going to qualify and be in the state, but I didn't turn out. Opportunity presented itself to me. And I'm glad. I hope that, you know, you're able to get something out of all of this. Because there's a lot here if you let it. But you have to open. You have to open up yourself to be able to receive. Otherwise, it's just like
Those time capsules they bury in concrete.
They're the very seeds.
Those seeds buried in concrete.
But if you get them out, you put them in the ground. I think about the one part of the scripture. I'm not as good as normal where they are in the scripture, all the readings and that sort of stuff. But there's one about the sower. Some of the seeds fall on good ground. Some of them fall on the rocks. Some of them fall into the weeds where the growth of the thorns are pulled up with that. And I try to look at it. Where am I? Am I in the fertile ground? Am I on stone? Or am I constantly tangled up with the thorn? And that's what you have to do. So, I wish you the best of it. Hope to see you around.